Hey loves, thank you so much for tuning back into my podcast. I apologize for the week delay, but we are back in full effect. Forgive me, I was under the weather this past week and I had to just pray and ask God, like, Lord, these past couple of weeks I have not been feeling like myself. Are you testing me? You know, is something bigger coming out of this, or what is the reason why I've been feeling the way I've been feeling? And I'm pretty sure he's going to give me that answer. But I know one thing's for certain. I've been trying to juggle and balance and do everything by myself. And I think he's trying to get me to redirect me back to him, allow myself to be focused on him like I was before, and to know that I do my part and he will do the rest. So, but we're back on track, and I have a great word for you guys today. And I really wanted to focus on this topic of living in the moment. I feel like a lot of people are so fixated on what is to come, like what's ahead for them in the future, like their future goals or future plans, trying to stay updated with the latest trend of like who's doing what, comparing and contrasting themselves to others, and feeling like it's a race to get to, you know, whatever is next for you. And when we do that, we're robbing ourselves of the joy that we are presented with in our everyday today life. Just the mere fact of us waking up every single morning is a blessing and is a reason to be thankful for just making it another day, because not everyone makes it another day or, you know, another hour. So I've really been practicing on living in the moment. And when I say live in the moment, what I mean is I'm enjoying the present and the task at hand. I'm not dwelling on the past. I'm not being anxious for the future. I'm just grateful and basking in what today has presented to me. Because today is a gift. And if you look back on your life, there are many trials and tribulations that you've been through, right? But as you overcame and as God has delivered you from each and every one of them, weren't you grateful that, you know, you've came through that storm and you've overcame that struggle, that you didn't see a way out when you were in it? Well, remember, when you pray your way out of situations and your way out of things, that's something to be grateful for, and that's something to celebrate, because where you are right now in this very moment, you pray to be there. Whether it was for a breakthrough, whether it's to get you out of a bad situation, relationship, financial situation, whether it was to get promoted or to get a new job, a new position, a new place, a new car, whether it's just to, you know, be in better health, you know, lose weight and just feel better about yourself, you pray to get there. And now that you're there, you're in the hurry to get to whatever else is next. Well, let's stop for a moment and just thank God that he allowed you to get to where you are now. He allowed you to get that promotion. You know, he allowed you to reap the benefits of the hard work and labor that you had been putting in. So he wants us to show that we're grateful and thankful for where he has us now before he can even begin to release whatever he has next for us. When you enjoy your moment and when you live in the moment, you begin to celebrate small victories. You don't feel like you have to wait for the big bang, wow, accomplishment and goals to be met. You celebrate the small victories. And what I mean by small victories is basically, let's say, for example, your goal is to lose 40 pounds. So you've been working out, you've been eating right, and you've been getting your rest. And let's say about 3-4 weeks into this weight loss journey, you realize you've only lost 5 pounds. Well, you may not have lost the whole 40, but you lost 5 pounds. So don't get discouraged because you're not seeing results as fast as you want them to come. But celebrate that small victory, because that's something to celebrate. I mean, I know coming from a personal space, losing weight is the hardest thing ever, especially now that I'm getting older. I've heard my elders before me tell me, oh, when you get older, child, you got to hold on to that figure because your body going to change. The way you eat's going to change. Your metabolism going to slow down. Your energy's not going to be the same. And I'm like, yeah, back on crack. My body is popping. Like, I'll be fine. No, I should have taken their advice a long time ago because when I was younger, it took, I'm talking like I'm so much older. But when I was like in my 20s, it would take nothing for me to lose weight, like a snap of a finger. And I'd be like, oh, I've lost some weight. I'm feeling good. But now it's like, okay, you've lost some inches, but the scale ain't moved. I'm like, okay. But I say this all to say, even if you've lost 1 pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds on your weight loss journey, that's still a small victory for you to celebrate. Let's say you wanted to buy a home and, you know, you did everything that you can to get this home. But instead, there's one more step that you have to get to and overcome to get this home. So you're just going to go ahead and rent for now until you get yourself ready to own. Well, you may be a little bit discouraged because you really wanted to own and that was your goal. But celebrate the small fact that you were able to at least rent a place, you know, that you qualified to rent, that someone trusted you enough to rent out their property for you to, you know, temporarily use until you get yourself together to buy a home. So don't get so caught up in like working really hard to get to what's next and that you forget to live. Like I hear a lot of students that I come encounter with on a day-to-day basis. They're always like, oh, I'm taking all these units and I'm trying to work in between taking classes. But like, it's just so overwhelming. I feel like I have no social life. I feel like I have no time for myself. And I always tell them, I'm like, hey, you can continue to focus on your goals and you continue to focus on what's next for you, but don't forget to enjoy the moment. Like live for now, balance yourself, you know, look at your schedule and say, hey, you know, I have classes on these days. I work on these days. What's a couple hours that I have to my day to get some time in for me? Whether it could be reading a book, it could be going for a run, it could go to yoga, you can go on a bike ride with some friends, you could simply just listen to some music and sit in a hot bath, go to the spa, whatever. Whatever makes you happy and allows you to focus on you, then that's what you do to enjoy the moment. Because if you run yourself all the time and you're always busy and you're constantly, you know, doing things, you're going to burn yourself out. It's going to become overwhelming and you're going to do all this hard work and you're not going to be able to be around to enjoy the fruits of your labor. So enjoy your life, live in the moment and not be so quick to be in a hurry. Another thing about living in the moment is we don't allow our past to paralyze us. Now, I know we're so quick to say, oh, well, I used to, or me and this person used to, or things used to be this way. It's a used to for a reason, keyword. It's no longer there. We can't rewind the time. All we can do is move forward. Don't allow your past to paralyze where God has taken you. You've came out of that situation or that time in your life for a reason. And even though moving forward, you may want to always get back to that old place, but maybe where you're at now is better than where you used to be and you just don't see it because you're so stuck in where you used to be or how you used to be. Past hurt, you know, let that go. Because if you hold on to grudges and you hold on to past pain from other people, one, they may have moved on with their lives and they may be doing them and not worrying about you at all. Two, you're robbing your joy of today. And God gives us brand new grace and mercy, joy, happiness, peace, all that every single day at midnight. Like we get our direct deposits at midnight. God directly deposits grace, mercy, joy, peace, all that into us at midnight every single day. So because of that, don't allow your past to rob you of the new gift, the new happiness that God is giving you today. That was then, you know, now is now. Deal with it, move on from it, but don't let it stop you, handicap you, and allow your mind to still continue to go back. If you find your mind trying to retrace things and go back and try to put things together to figure out this is why it ended the way it did, or this is why X, Y, and Z happened and I'm here now, you'll never get ahead. You'll never find the answer either. So don't even allow yourself to go crazy trying to think and figure it out. Just move on and just be grateful that You're no longer living in the past, okay? When you enjoy the moment and you are grateful for the present, like I mentioned before, God is going to release what's next coming for you. Because we have to show God an attitude of gratitude in order for Him to give us more blessings. We pray for blessings, and then just like with anything, you get little small ones first to see how you're going to do with it, see how you'll handle it before bigger ones come. So if you don't show God that you're grateful for the little blessings that He's giving you, then you can't expect Him to give you greater and larger ones. You have to really show Him that you're truly grateful for where you are now and what He's done for you in order for Him to give you what's next for you. Like I mentioned earlier when I was telling you guys, I hadn't been feeling like myself. God could be testing me right now, and I may not know it. You know, and when I say not feeling like myself, meaning that, like, I've been easily agitated and irritated. Like, my schedule has been getting so overwhelming that I feel like I'm forgetting about me. And I feel like if you're not together, you can't put on for anybody else. And this is a message for everybody listening to this. If you are not good yourself, if you don't make sure you are good, you'll be no good for anybody else. And I felt like through everything that I've been going through and just like the large load of work that's been placed upon me, God know I'm fit to do it. I know I'm fit to do it. But when you're in it and when it just hits you out of nowhere, you're like, wow, how do I balance this and how do I deal with this? And in the midst of that, I haven't been taking the time to really focus on me. I've been too busy at being attentive to other people that I've been forgetting about my own needs. And whenever I forget about my own needs, of course I don't feel like myself because I haven't taken time to get myself together. So a reason why I was probably under the weather is because I hadn't been resting. Like, you know, my hours of sleep were not the, you know, desired hours of sleep that you're supposed to get to, you know, be productive, to perform well and have the energy that you need. And I was just thriving off of, you know, caffeine, sugar here and there to just boost my energy. And I can't allow myself to get to exhaustion. Like, I have to make sure that I take care of me in order for me to take care of everybody else that's around me. So God had to just sit me down and say, I need you to get better. I need you to rest. I need you to focus on you. Just dedicate some time to you. So that's what I did. But I said all that just to say that sometimes we can be, God can be testing us to see if we can handle what we're asking for. We may have these big goals and these big aspirations, and God is like, you really think you can handle this life? Do you really think you can handle more being thrown at you if you can't even handle the little that's being thrown at you now? So always be mindful of that too, because He sees everything. God knows everything, and He has purpose for us. But dang, I'm just going, and it just feels so good. Like, this feels amazing. So, but God also doesn't want us to forget about Him once He's given us what we've asked for. So once God has given you the blessing that you've prayed for, He doesn't want you to disappear and then come back when you need Him. He's not a seasonal God. He's not a temporary God. He's a permanent, always there, never failing God. So if you're only praying when you need something, well, don't be surprised when He only blesses you in and out of season, like, or when He only blesses you, I'm sorry, not in and out of season, when He only blesses you seasonal or temporarily, well, because you can't just pick Him up and put Him down when you want to. You have to be in tune with Him every single day in order for you to grow closer to Him, for you to learn how he's moving in your life, for you to be able to hear Him, because sometimes God is speaking to us and we don't even know because we're too busy clouding our mind with what we're trying to get to, where we're trying to get to next, what we have going on. Like, we can't shut our mind off. And God is saying, hey, slow down, young grasshopper, okay? Focus on me and I will do the rest. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done. So Don't worry about anything. Even if you can't control it, don't worry about it. Do what you can and let it go. Let go, let God. Don't worry about what happened before. Don't worry about what's happening now. Don't worry about what's happening in the future. Just give it to God. Let it go. Go to sleep. Rest your worry soul. And just pray. Pray about any and everything. And I say any and everything. And then sometimes if you have to repeat the same prayer, repeat it. If you feel like you need God to hear you, keep on praying. Never cease to pray. Prayer changes things. I am a living witness of it. And so many of my family members and my friends around me are too. And I just love it. I'm so grateful. But tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Don't forget to thank him. Give credit to where it's due. So many people, oh, I'm self-made. I did this on my own. Not me. I'm God-made, okay? God built this person up. God made me who I am today. God is the reason why I'm resilient, the reason why I can't allow myself to stay down for too long. God is the reason why I don't ever give up. God is the reason why I'm always optimistic, always hopeful, always encouraged, because he lets me know, he reassures me every single time that I got you. Keep doing what you're doing and you'll soon see the fruits of your labor. So I hope this message encouraged someone today. Feel free to share with any family members, any friends, any colleagues, co-workers, anyone that you come encounter with that you feel may need this encouragement. Because remember, it's not a race, you guys. You know, we're not going at a full speed. And it's so interesting because someone told me going fast sometimes is equivalent to just going at a regular pace. Like you speed, but you're going nowhere fast. And I was like, that's true. Because if you don't have no direction of where you're going, what's the point of racing? And even if you do speed it up, the clock don't speed. So it's like you could be running super duper fast and the clock's still ticking at the same pace. So take your time. Don't feel like you're behind. If you haven't accomplished the goals that you wanted to, or you have some goals that you've kind of forgotten about, just jot down new ones. Start all over again. Pray on it. Sometimes we want things for ourselves, but God intercepts and it's like, I have greater plans for you. I'm going to cancel this whole plan and I'm going to take you the route that I want you to go. And we just have to trust his plan, because his plan is greater than our own. It may be a little scary sometimes. You know, we may feel like if we take our foot off the gas a little bit that we're not going to get to where we want to go. But God is saying, I got you, my child. Like, stay encouraged, stay in faith. So I hope that you all have a blessed week, and I will be back with you guys in a couple weeks. And just don't sabotage your opportunity to be happy, you know, because you're dwelling on the past or you're trying to move fast to get to the future. Enjoy the now. Live in the moment, bask in all that today has to give to you, present to you, and make every day count, okay? Make the best out of every day. Be kind to people. Okay, I have a story, true moment before I end this podcast. Okay, so I went to the doctor on Friday, right? And I was waiting for a park, and it was like pretty crowded, so I really want that park. So another car pulls up after me, but on the other side, and I was like, I pray they don't turn to this parking spot, because I already didn't feel good. I already knew I was like agitated. I just had a feeling like I was gonna go off, and I didn't want to. But okay, long story short, so I waved at the car to let them know, like, hey, I'm about to take that park. So the guy in the car still proceeds to turn to that parking space. So I was hot, you guys. Like, it wasn't no take a breath and pray. It was like, no, I'm about to turn my car around. I'm about to roll up to his car and let him know that you took my parking space. So this is how God checked me, y'all. And I'm just telling this because I want you guys to know that I fall short too. I don't create these podcasts to make it seem like I'm perfect. I don't have no flaws, that, you know, that I'm not real like the rest. No, I'm real. But I know what God has done for me, and I know the power of God in prayer. So I just really use this platform to encourage you guys, if anybody may be going through anything, that God can too do it for you if he's done it for me. Okay, so y'all, I pull around to the car, and I guess he was with his wife. So the wife was out the car, and then he was getting his child out the car.
And I still rolled down the window. And I was like, I was waiting for that park. I was like, you took that park from me. And he was like, no, we were waiting here too. And his wife was like, yeah, we were sitting here waiting. I was like, no, I pulled up first. You guys pulled up after me. And I even tried to wave you guys down and to tell you guys I was going to park right there. And you guys still insisted on taking that park. And then he was like, ma'am, I really don't want to yell. I don't want to yell. And I was like, I'm not yelling either. We're not arguing. I was like, but I just want to let you know that what you did was wrong. And you took my parking space. And then as I proceeded to roll off, he was like, God bless you. God bless you. And I was like, oh my goodness. I felt like God just checked me because God is like, how dare you go act ugly with somebody about a parking space? And then this is the trip, y'all. I turn right and somebody's coming out and I got a parking space just that fast. God is like, you over here acting up, going off over a parking space, and I already had another one lined up for you. This is not what my word is teaching you to do. And you can't be on this podcast telling people to do right and be nice to people. And you over here going off on somebody for a parking spot. So God checked me real good, y'all. I felt horrible. I was like, dang, I hope I find him inside of the doctor's office so I could tell him I'm sorry. Even though that other part of you be like, no, you ain't sorry. They took your parking space. But no, the spirit was so heavy on me. I was like, Lord, please allow us to cross paths. We didn't. But God still checked me and dealt with me, let me know, like, I know you don't feel good right now. So you acting very emotionally instead of rationally and logically. But I'm going to let you know that you're a child of mine. You represent me. So don't ever do that again. And I promise the way I just told y'all was exactly how I talked to them. And I felt, I mean, he was so calm. I felt bad for him. He was so calm. He was like, I don't want to yell. And then I had my son in the car with me. He was like, Mommy, why you stop and talk to the people? You don't know them. And I was like, sorry, son. Forgive Mommy. So we all have our moments, you guys. But stay encouraged. Keep the faith. And I'm going to go ahead and end this podcast out with a word of prayer. Dear most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you, Father, to say thank you, Father. Thank you that every day you give us new grace and new mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your unconditional love, unfailing love. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for the strength that you give us, Father, when we feel at our weakest moment that we can't continue to press forward. Thank you that you push us more and more each time and show us that we have more strength in us than we think we do, and we're stronger than we think we are. We thank you that you are just an all-knowing God, that you know our needs before we even ask them. You know what we're going through before we even experience it, and you know that you're going to bring us out of it every single time. Thank you that we're able to come to you and we're able to submit our prayers and our problems and cast all our cares upon you, Father, because you care for us. We thank you that you allowed your son, that you gave your son, your only begotten son, to die for us on the cross, Father, that we may be saved from sin, because we live in a sinful world, Father, and there's so much evil prevailing around us and there's so many hurt people. And so many people that are lost, Father. What we ask is you just be with them today, Father. That you would give those that are lost, give them guidance, Father. That you would give those that are hurt and give them peace and give them strength and allow them to overcome their pain. Allow them to know that you are with them every step of the way. Thank you for providing all of our needs. Thank you for just being there and just being who you are, Father. We just ask that you just touch someone, Father, today and heal them and allow someone to be encouraged from this word. Allow us to live in the moment, Father, and not be so quick to be in a hurry to what's next. Help us not to dwell on our past and allow our past to paralyze us, Father, but help us to just trust you. Trust you, Father, for you know the plans for our life, because you knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. Help us to see what our purpose is, Father. Help us to walk in our purpose and help us to do the things that you will be glorified and that you will be pleased, Father. We love you, we praise you, and we thank you, Father, for all the wonderful things you've done for us. We pray for Kobe Bryant's family, Father, for his wife and his children that he left behind, and the souls and the individuals that, you know, lost their life in the devastating, such a tragic helicopter accident, Father. So many people are still hurting behind it. But we know that you will give us the joy and you will give us the peace and the comfort that we need, and that you will give his wife the strength that she needs to press forward, Father, even when it becomes challenging, Father. Give the rest of his daughters the strength to press forward, Father, because we know how it is living without a father present in our life, Father. We just ask that you be that father to them, Father. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. And I just pray for each and every person listening to this podcast. And I just pray for everyone in the world. We love you. We praise you. And we thank you, Father, in your Son, Jesus Christ's name, we do pray. Amen. Thank you all. I pray you all have a blessed week. And I will talk to you guys soon for the next episode. Stay tuned.